Pretoria en Emalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18 grade.
Goeiemôre Thabiso Kambule vir jou vinnige verkeer van Riebeek Laan. Verkeersig dra se by te werk en by die R24 snelweg. Dan ook verkeersig by te werk en by Cede en Uranium.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The junior box off to a strong start in Gqeberha and Man United sees control of the Europa League semi-final against Bilbao.
Die polisie het bevestig dat die kar wat uit die Hennopsrivier in Centurion gehaal is aan die drie Vrystaatse polisiebeamptes behoort het wat vroeër die week dood is. Die konstabels het vermis geraak nadat hulle verlede week van Bloemfontein na 'n plooiingsgebied in Limpopo gereis het. Hulle liggame is Dinsdag uit die rivier gehaal, polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola.
Forensics they're going to go through the car, look thoroughly on the car and the fact that I'm saying it looks like it capsized fast. Remember I'm not an expert, is what I'm seeing. Let's allow the investigation to proceed. At the end of the day, we can't rule out anything, but we can't conclusively say this is what has happened.
Ongeveer 44 onwettige immigrante van Ethiopië is gister by huis in Parkmore-Sandton gered. Maar Willem Asondo, woordvoerder van die Gautengse polisie, sê 17 van hulle is minderjarig, terwyl 27 volwassenes is.
Yes, for now we are treating them as illegal immigrants, section 49. So we've engaged the Department of Home Affairs. We've also engaged the Department of Social Development because some of them are minors.
In Maart is meer as 50 buitelanders na bewering ontvoer en by huis in Lombardie-Oos gevind. President Cyril Ramaphosa het die wysigingswet op gelyke indiensteming verdedig en sê dit wil regstel wat apartheid aan die land gedoen het. Die DA daag die wet se indiensteming kwotas uit en sê dis bloot rasse uitsluiting onder 'n nuwe naam. Die wet skryf veranstal kwotas vir 18 ekonomiese sektore. Ramaphosa sê die wet is volgens die grondwet se bepalinge.
I'd like them to come and explain to me what grudge they have about transformation, about advancing the interests and the rights of those people who apartheid suppressed, who apartheid excluded from opportunities.
City Power het die dade van vandalisme na die kabelbrand langs die oorweg in Bramfontein veroordeel. Die voorval het gister plaasgevind, woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
These groups, often violent and heavily armed, continue to pose a serious threat to our critical power infrastructure and the safety of our personnel. We reiterate our urgent call for increased and sustained police intervention in the area to ensure that we curb this criminal scourge that is undermining service delivery and placing the lives of our teams at risk.
En nog nie uit die buiteland. Die Israëlse eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu het 'n nasionale noodtoestand afgekondig en ook vir buitelandse hulp gevra. Dit is weens wegholbrande wat steeds by Jerusalem voed. Beeldmateriaal op sosiale media toon die brande langs die snelweg tussen Jerusalem en Tel Aviv. Bewolk en koel vandag oor dele van Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Limpopo, Pretoria en Emalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18, Tsinin 25, Rissenburg ook vandag op 22 grade. Vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 17, Durban 21, Berga 16 en Bloemfontein 15 grade. Ek is Chanel September. Our top story at this hour. Police have confirmed that the white VW Polo retrieved from the Hennops River in Centurion belonged to the three Free State police officers who died this week.
And the mystery continues. Good grief. What an unbelievably sad story.
Donkey sister, okay, hello, good morning everybody,
good morning.
I brought the entire team in with me today, Chanelki, hello,
hey Alex and everyone,
we have to wish your journalistic colleagues over at Newsroom Africa, Newsroom Africa,
yes,
remember them, happy birthday. They went live today, 2019, for the first time, launching ANN7.